welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
We are in Season 3, Episode 18 of One Tree Hill. We're slightly past the aftermath. We're kind of in that, like, in-between wrap-up aftermath leading into a new arc.
Yeah. It's a much more lighthearted episode, like, with the exception of one strange scene. It's not even a strange scene, it's just strange in the episode.
Well, yeah, because, like, no one else is in, like, all of a sudden it's cutting it's to, like,
It's so weird. We'll talk about that when we get to it.
We are back with, like, regular intro. We got the music. Yeah. I don't want to be the huge. Mm-hmm. And Nathan is at Lucas's looking at a picture of, like, a, you know, baby picture of Lucas.
Yeah, like
with
a
Keith.
Framed picture on the wall.
Yeah.
Of Keith and Lucas when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, aw.
Yeah.
And then it only gets sadder.
Oh, yeah. So, like, everyone's going somewhere. We don't know where yet. But, like, Lucas is getting ready to go. Brooke is also there. And he's, like, trying to say goodbye to his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I have my cell phone. Like, I'll...
Yeah.
I'll keep in touch. And she's just locked herself in her room.
And then, like, it cuts to her side. And she's, like, wrapped in a thing. Holding a picture, like, on the floor. Like, distraught face. And you're just like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Question. Was it the same photograph?
Now that you're saying that, I feel like I don't want to weigh in officially.
Okay. Because it seemed like it was the same photo. And then I had questions about why they had two different... Like, why they have the same photo framed twice.
I don't know. I will give them the benefit of the doubt and say that it was a different photo.
Okay. Maybe it was. Maybe I was just crazy.
Because I... No, I think it was different because the one that Nathan was looking at, you could very much tell it was supposed to be like, it was like Keith and like a little boy. And then the one that Karen was holding was still definitely like an old picture, but I couldn't tell what it was. It was a bit bigger, like the frame and the actual like size of the photo itself was a bit bigger. So like, and I feel like the colors were maybe a little different, but again, could be either or, who knows.
I may have to go back and check this now.
Maybe the prop department was just like, all right, print out two.
They're like, it's fine. No one's going to notice.
Little did they know. The logistics police are on the case. But yes, Karen is not okay.
She's really not.
Well, and then I kind of like forgot about this moment of like seeing Karen until later. Because we just, like, move past this. Then you're like, la la la. I'm like, oh, Karen.
Well, and because the rest of the episode is so, like, this, like, Keith is still mentioned. And, like, the whole, everything that happened is still mentioned. But it is really a far more lighthearted episode. Which, like, strategically in a TV show makes sense. You had two really heavy episodes.
Yeah.
So they're, like, they're lightening it up a bit.
Well, and, like, you know, the last episode, they were having the party at the school. They were trying to get things back.
Yeah.
And everyone was, like, on the verge, on the precipice. And, like, here's everyone, like, actually, like, okay. And, like, you could tell, like, Lucas is on board this time.
Yeah.
So then that changes everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Either way, they're off.
Yeah.
And it's, like, everyone just, like, piling into... Well, it seems like everyone piling into this one car.
Well, and it's,
but
like...
it's, like, so who is Skills, Haley, Nathan, Peyton... Brooke.
Mouth.
And then Rachel and Bevan pull up.
But, like, everyone is trying to get all their stuff into Nathan's, like, little tiny...
It's tiny.
...hatchback.
Yeah, it's like a Honda Accord,
whatever, that stupid little, like, his weird little tiny car.
It's a little tiny Accord.
And I'm just like, how... Why is everyone... Because then,
well,
yeah,
especially then because Rachel pulls up in, like, a full SUV.
Well, and, like a three-row SUV.
Yes. Like a massive SUV.
And that was clearly the plan, because, like, they split up into the cars, but, like, I'm still like, why are you putting all of the luggage into the tiny car?
Well, and of course, so, like, Skills has decided to bring the most giant suitcase you've ever seen. Like, Like the kind you take on like a several week trip.
Like the kind that you could fit two people inside.
Yeah, like it's huge. And he's like trying to get it in the back of this tiny hatchback. Like push the trunk down. It's so funny. this is where we find out that we're going to Rachel's parents' cabin.
Yes.
Because Brooke wants to leave Rachel behind, and Lucas is like, "Well, since it's her family's place, I think probably we can't do that." And then Peyton says something about how like Pete's gonna meet us there, and Brooke's like, "Okay, Peyton."
I love because like everyone gets in on it. They're like, yeah, sure, whatever. You're dating Pete from Fall Out Boy. And then Skills makes a way too timely reference about, oh yeah, don't worry, like Kanye's coming too. And I was like, oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, indeed. Wow.
But they go and they roll up to, of course, like a beautiful giant
Oh,
cabin.
yeah. Well, because Skills' whole thing is like he doesn't like being in the woods, and that's why he's like taking this giant suitcase, so he like has everything he could possibly need. And Rachel's like, it's really not really like it's on the other side of rustic. Like it's not rustic. So yeah, it's a house in the woods. Like it's a nice house. It's got a really nice kitchen. She's like giving them the rundown of everything. You know, there's like fireplaces, there's like nice couch. There's enough bedrooms for all of them. Right. So like Brooke and Lucas get a room, Nathan and Haley get one. Skills and Bevan get one. Obviously Rachel gets one. And then Peyton and Mouth end up bunking together.
Yeah, which we find out kind of
Yeah, kind of
later.
later. Yeah.
Which is the best and so cute.
Yes, it's adorable.
All of the times.
But anyway, it's like a 5-bedroom house. It's giant.
And I just want to point out, like, at this point, Peyton is walking perfectly fine.
Yes,
There
correct.
is a slight note later where she does say, like, walking,
Yes.
blah, 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 my physiotherapy, but, like, she's fine at this point.
Yeah, so like
Just
I don't know
because I
how
know we were talking about it last time.
Yeah, and I don't know how much time is supposed to have passed. It's obviously like fall. You can see their breath at one point.
But I mean, like, we would have kind of been in that somewhere October-y
Yeah,
range,
right? I just like
anyways.
have no concept of what time of year
Or wait.
anything is. When is the basketball season?
That part I definitely don't know because it definitely it ends before the end of the school year.
Right.
But wasn't, or was that last season? Was the masquerade thing, remember when we thought the masquerade thing was Halloween?
Yes.
So we are after that.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
So I think we're just like North Carolina, late November, early December, maybe.
Oh, fair point, fair
And
point.
maybe it's not like us where it's like winter.
Yeah, no, that's valid. I forgot that we were in North Carolina for a minute.
Yeah.
Mostly because like this episode, because they're in the woods, it just doesn't look like what I think of when I think of North Carolina.
Yeah. I just always think of like golf courses and like
Yeah, no,
the
I think
coast.
of like right, no, exactly. I think of the coast. I think of it being warm and like
Yeah.
yeah.
But
You
in that
know,
like
like
not like
that.
Florida warm, like just that like
No,
super
no, no.
nice, like
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
But yeah, so it's definitely like late fall. For sure. But either way, I want to go to a cabin and done.
Right? Same.
Especially in like fall times.
Yeah, no, it looked so nice. I was like, that's all I want to do with my life, actually, is live in this cabin in the woods. So, oh yes, Lucas and Brooke at their room. They have a little, you know how we feel about Lucas and Brooke.
Well, because they kind of first talk about like, oh, like what does Rachel's dad do? Because again, at this point, we still know nothing about Rachel's
Yes.
past, so I feel like they're starting to like breadcrumb. And Brooke makes some sort of like, oh, maybe he's like Tony Soprano. Again, bang
Right.
on with the timely
Yeah,
references.
truly.
But then Lucas says like, maybe you should take it easy on her. Like we're trying to get things back to normal. Brooke makes a comment about
Oh,
like, oh, well,
right.
like if things are going back to normal, then like Rachel and I need to be,
At each other's throats
yeah.
again.
And then that makes him laugh. And then she's like, "Oh, I missed your smile." And then he gives her another letter. And then I wrote barf and stopped paying attention.
I don't think much happens after that, or I
Yeah.
certainly didn't write anything, but also I have almost no notes for that entire interaction, so. We go on to Mouse, who is looking sadly out the window at the river.
Oh, I want to look sadly out the window in the river.
Oh my God, it's such a nice location. Like, they're just like right on the river. It's beautiful. Anyway, he is obviously still mad at Rachel. Basically, she's trying to like make nice with him, be like, you better grab a room before they're all gone, which I'm like, if there's enough rooms, isn't there just enough rooms? But anyway, he's like, I'll sleep on the couch. And she's like, oh, you can bunk with me. And he's like, no, like, we're not friends here. He's like, the only reason I came was to be here for my friends. It has nothing to do with you. Like, you're just trying to make yourself feel less guilty about the whole time capsule thing. So stop, basically.
Yeah. Not you.
Yeah, she's not having it, or he's not having it.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Nathan and Lucas riding ATVs through, like, I don't know, some back trails, I guess. And then they like stop just to like have a chat, you know?
Yeah.
We find Nathan shows Lucas that he has swiped Haley's wedding ring.
Yes.
And he's like, can you hold on to this for me? This was just like such funny timing for this for me. Like, why wouldn't he have done this either before or after they went ATVing instead of like right in the middle of it?
Well, it was just such a like, ooh, look at us ATVing. And I'm like, ooh, right. Like, it was just, yeah, it was super weird.
Yeah. Anyway, it's very cute because basically he wants to propose to her again so that they can, like, he was thinking about how, you know, Karen and Keith never got to have their wedding in front of their family and friends and stand up and like say they love each other in front of all those people, and he's like, we never got to do that either, and he wants to do that. So, and then Mouth comes zipping through on his own ATV, and he's having a great time.
Oh yeah. Good times.
Oh, but then also Lucas, like, he's in on this whole plan with Nathan, but he's like, you know that Haley's gonna flip out that she can't find her ring, right? Which is, of course, when we flip over to Haley flipping out because she can't find her ring.
And just like freaking out.
Oh yeah, like she's looking everywhere. She's trying to figure out what's going on. She's checking the bathroom. Like Peyton and Rachel are trying to help her. She's like, oh my God, like what if I lost it down the drain? So then Peyton's like, okay, this is fine. Like even if it's down the drain, we can still find it. She gets up, asks Rachel for a pipe wrench, who like answers very sarcastically, and Haley's just like not putting up with any of
Yeah,
it.
we go get one right now, or I'll go get one and like use
Yep.
it on you or something. Just
Yep.
like.
Yep.
Oh my
But
God. But,
ugh, I know.
then. I get.
Yeah. We go to Brooke, reading her letter from Lucas in the hot tub and absolutely getting it wet.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's dipping into the hot tub water.
Well,
Either way,
and
she has like a box of Kleenex.
well, yeah, because she like, kind of like flips it fresh, like you do with a piece of paper, like it's
Yeah.
like, okay, time to cry.
Yeah.
And then she starts reading, and I, oh, ugh.
It's not a sappy letter, clearly, it's a sexy letter.
Yeah, it's supposed to be spicy, and I was just like, oh. If I can't deal with emotional, sappy, whatever, Lucas, I
Oh yeah,
cannot
no.
deal with spicy
No.
Lucas.
No.
You can, the amount of spicy fan fiction and random whatever stories, absolutely, but like,
Yeah,
I was
same,
just like,
same.
oh,
Nope.
gross.
Hard pass.
Because then immediately she's like, I need to go find Lucas, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
But then it's so funny because like she runs into Skills and Bevan and she's like, oh my God, like, do you know where Lucas is? And they're just like, he's like ATVing in the woods somewhere. And she's like, oh, okay.
Bevan says that they're ATMing.
Yes. And then Brooke's like, okay, I'm just gonna go take a nap. And then it's Bevan, like Bevan and Skills go to the hot tub and they're just like, she's horny, right? And they're like, oh yeah.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Oh.
Anyway, they're gonna have fun in the hot tub instead.
Yes.
So then we go back to the girls in the bathroom, and Peyton has like taken that part of the pipe out, and like
Yeah.
grossness just falls out of it. The look on Peyton's reaction to it is so funny. She's just so grossed out. Well, and then Haley, she's hilarious. She's like, "So do we just sift through it?" And Peyton's like, "Oh, no, that's your job. Like, there's no we here."
Yeah, no. They hand her the bucket and like a pair of
And
gloves.
like a pair of rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Haley. I would absolutely murder Nathan for that. I'd be like, "I sifted through grimy crap looking for my ring, and you had it the whole time." Anyway. Ugh.
Then we get the most random series of events.
So Rachel goes, I don't even know what she's looking for.
No, so because as Haley's going to sift through the gunk, they had asked her, like, is there anywhere else that you went? And she was like, well,
Oh,
like,
right.
I looked at the other bedrooms as we were like picking rooms. So I took it as Rachel was going to just like quickly pop into the other
Right.
rooms to take a quick look.
Okay, I missed that bit.
Yeah.
Either way, she walks in on Brooke, who has not found Lucas, but is certainly having some fun
Yes.
with herself.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
It's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh, and like slamming the door, and oh, and like, and Brooke comes out and she's like, that, like, what you saw was not what you saw, it's not what's happening.
Definitely was.
Definitely was. Well, because that's when Rachel makes some sort of comment about like, with like, whatever about you, like, brooking yourself. You're just like,
Yep.
ugh, awkward.
Yep.
But then Haley and Peyton hear the girls screaming. So they're like, oh, maybe they found the ring. So then they come out and they all end up in the hallway.
Yes, and then Peyton is trying to find something.
Well, because Haley's like,
Because
it
she tr
wasn't in the gunk, but like
Right.
everything's like wet and gross. So the Peyton. I imagine yourselves. You're in the middle of a hallway, of like bedroom hallways, of, like if. It was like, this is like the second floor where all the bedrooms are, and there's like a dresser like you would kind of have in a hallway sometimes. And
Right,
Peyton,
like a little tiny, like a little credenza type of
yeah,
dealio.
again, in a hallway of
Yes, a hallway.
bedrooms,
Yes. Yeah.
Peyton goes to open it to look for paper towels
Yeah, it's weird. Like
to
you th
help clean
it
up in the
yeah.
bathroom.
Like if they weren't in if there wasn't paper towels in the bathroom, why would your first instinct not be the kitchen?
What, like, had it been like a hall closet,
Right, like a linen closet
I would have
with
like
towels and
absolutely bought
stuff.
it. But
Right.
it was just like this,
Yeah,
I was
no.
just like, this is weird.
It's like the kind of thing you keep like, I don't know, candles or something in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyways, the whole reason
I actually do know what was in it, but
I can't remember. But the whole thing is that it's locked, and
it's
Rachel
locked.
like freaks out and like pushes Peyton away, being like, oh, there's nothing in there, it's locked. So you're like, okay.
Anyway.
Which then only continues the weird series
Yes.
of events.
So, Peyton at some point had mentioned that, I guess.
Here, she mentions it right here.
Okay. That there's like a all ages night or something at some random place
Oh,
in town.
that sun-kissed. Remember from the
Oh,
last
yeah.
time that Sun from the benefit, that Sunkist, is throwing like a club night somewhere near the cabin,
Yeah.
and like maybe we should go. And I'm like, where are we?
Truly, I don't know.
But the best part is.
I don't know enough about North Carolina to understand where cabins would be compared to its major like cities or even smaller towns. Like I just have no concept.
But then, in the end, well, we can talk about like what happens, because then it immediately cuts to them all going to the club.
Yes. The sun-kissed advertising is off the charts.
Yes. Get yourself some orange. Woo.
Like, wow.
But also, what was the point of this?
That's an excellent question, and I don't know.
because aside from the sun-kissed advertising, nothing that happens here, because it's super quick.
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing that happens
like,
couldn't
like
have...
There's, like, a little moment between Lucas and Brooke where Brooke's like, oh, I'm so happy right now, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Peyton is waiting for, like, Pete to maybe show up, and there's a whole, like, little exchange where Brooke keeps putting quotation marks around Pete's name, like,
yeah.
It's fake. And then a weird moment where, like, Mouth says he keeps getting asked to dance by some guy named Rudy.
Yeah. And, like, Haley's wearing mittens.
Oh, yes, that was
And
hilarious.
Nathan's like, why are you wearing mittens?
Yeah.
And then they all dance.
Right, and that's it.
So, like, all of that could have, I mean, I guess aside from Rudy hitting on Mouth, all of that could have just, like, happened in the cabin.
Yes, I suspect that the entire reason for it is the Sunkissed product placement. Right. Especially, too, because, like, when they arrive, it's not just that there's, like, the Sunkissed logo, first of all, on the outside of this club. But then they get in, and, like, the DJ has, like, a Sunkissed logo behind her. But also, as they're sitting at the tables, they make a point to show, like, Nathan dropping a bunch of, like, Sunkissed cans off for everybody. So everyone's also drinking it. So I do think that that is the entire point of that scene, was advertising.
I don't know. It's just like, yeah.
I'm telling you, Sunkissed was just bankrolling this show.
Yeah.
Wild. Anyway. Yeah, because then we just go back to the cabin where Lucas is like brooding and staring out the window.
Yeah.
And I think that he and Brooke talk, but I don't remember what was said.
Yes. Well, see, and this is why I was so confused, because, like, the club scene just, like, ends.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lucas is in the middle of the night, and he's, like, looking out and just talking about how it's so beautiful, and, like, the moon on the river or whatever.
Right. This is why I didn't write it down.
And then, because he's talking about, like, sometimes I just feel like Keith is here with me. And again, we're supposed to love, like,
I know.
Yes. But I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Keith is here with me. And then you get a little, like, then you see Nathan and Haley in bed, and, like, Haley's obviously, like, worried about not having a ring.
Oh, yeah, she's stressed about her ring.
And then this is where we find out that Mouth and Peyton are sharing the bunk beds.
Yeah. Oh, but this is a nice moment between
them.
It's
so good. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're just, like, talking a bit. And then he says he's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what she thinks he's sorry for in the first place.
I think she just asks, like, for what.
Oh, okay.
I think she just asks.
And he just says, like, for what happened to you, like.
Oh, no. She talks about how, like, it's silly that she's so, because, like, Pete hasn't called her.
Oh, right.
And she's,
that's right.
Because she's talking about that and being like, oh, you know, people think it's not real. And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she's like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, like, it's okay. Like, it's not. And then he's like, no, like, I'm sorry for that. You got hurt and stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're cute.
Yeah. And Peyton, what she talks about how, like, she used to not think of, how did she put it? Because I wrote it differently and now I'm regretting it. But just that kind of, like, she forgot to think about how sometimes life can be wonderful.
Yes.
So now she's trying to focus more on that versus the other side of things. And, of course, Mouth is just like, oh, that's really good. And then it cuts to, like, we see Rachel. Because, again, we're kind of cutting through everybody. We see, like, Rachel by herself.
Yeah.
Because at this point, we're all still mad at Rachel.
Yes. The next morning, Brooke wakes up and goes to the kitchen. And Pete from Fall Out Boy is making pancakes. And I'm making a point of calling him Pete from Fall Out Boy because that is what everyone proceeds to call him for the rest of the episode. He's making the most perfectly round pancakes I've ever seen in my life. Brooke. Obviously wearing, like, I think Lucas's sweater because it's quite oversized.
Yeah.
Walks up to him and just, like, fully kisses him.
Oh, yeah.
And Peyton comes in and is like, what's happening here? And then Brooke's like, oh, okay. I thought I was dreaming. Sorry, everyone.
Well, it's so funny because then that's when she's like, oh, my God, it's Pete from Fall Out Boy. And Peyton's like, yes, this is what I've been trying to tell.
Well, and then Rachel walks in and she's like, oh, it's Pete from Fall Out Boy.
And she's still ridiculous. He's like, you know, thanks for letting me crash your party. She's like, yeah, it's cool. Just, you know, make me an omelet, blah, blah. You're
like, oh, yeah. Like, very specific, too. Well, and then she leaves.
Yeah.
And Pete's like, do we like her?
That was the best part, because because everyone was kind of like,
Everyone's like, eh,
eh.
undecided. Oh, man. And then, oh, Lucas and Brooke go outside to the porch
Yes.
because he wants to show her that he has Haley's ring. And it's so funny because she's like, "Are you proposing?" And then she's like, "That's really naily."
Yeah.
Like, she's like, "Please let this not be what's happening." And he's like, No, it's Haley's ring." Like,
Nathan's
explain.
gonna re-propose.
Which, of course, is when Haley walks outside and is like, "Oh my God, you found my ring."
Yeah.
So then he has to give it back to her. And he's like, "Oh, Nathan's gonna kill me."
Well, and then this is when Bevan and Skills are like on a nature walk. And I love Bevan because she always seems like so ditzy, but then like comes in with just like all the
Or
Latin
like
names for
tree
like tree
knowledge.
bark and stuff like that. And like is able to tell what she's like, oh, those are badger droppings and like all these like weird nature facts. But then they're sort of lost or like Skills at the very least is convinced that they're lost because she doesn't know which way north is, and I
Well,
just
and it's
love
really
them.
funny too because he like makes her close her eyes and spins her around to like be like, "Okay, where's north?" And she points in apparently the opposite direction than she had before. And he's like, it says something about left and right. And she's like, "I said I was good with directions, not all that left and right stuff."
Oh
I
God,
adore her.
those are directions, Bevan. Oh, and then this is when Peyton and Pete go for a walk, and this is where she says, "Thanks for coming on a walk with me." Like my physiotherapist or whatever says, like walking is good.
Although, to be fair, all they do is walk from the front porch to the swing that is like not that far away.
It's like 13 steps max.
But, sure, going for a walk.
But at least they acknowledged the fact that realistically, no less than 2 weeks ago, her leg was.
She should be limping at
Yeah.
least. It's fine. Well, and then she says something about how she was glad that he showed up and she was worried that he was going to be her snuffleupagus. He's like, "What?" She's like, "Didn't you ever watch Sesame Street?" Like, and then has to explain snuffleupagus to him. Incredible.
Good times. I wonder if Snuffleupagus is still on Sesame Street.
I don't know.
Anyways. But this is
I don't
then
know,
when
but
we
I
find.
couldn't spell it.
I definitely like started to, and then somewhere in the middle.
It was like snuffle.
Yeah, I definitely have the snuffle and then the pagus at the end, but the middle part.
Right? Like, what's happening there? Anyway.
But this is where we learn, because they're like, oh, like. Do we know each other or whatever? But we learn that Pete's like listened to her podcast, so he knows all about her dad and Ellie and Jake and et cetera, et cetera. And then she goes on about, well, I know you because like I've read your lyrics, and I'm like, ugh. As much as I love this
Oh,
so
I know.
much, I'm still just like, ugh, barf.
I know, right?
Cause do you actually know him from his lyrics? Probably not, but anyways.
Right. Anyway. Whatever. Nathan and Lucas go fishing. Nathan is super annoyed that Lucas lost the ring back to Haley. Oh, but he's so cute here because he's like, Lucas is like, "Well, just like you don't have to do it like this." He's like, "Why do you need the ring? Just adjust your plan a little." And Nathan says something about how like that's all he and Haley are ever doing is adjusting their plans. And for once, he just wants one moment to work out the way he planned it, like just for Haley.
Yeah.
So they're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, Lucas like, all right, let's start rowing the boat back to
Before Nathan has reeled in his line, I would look, just like to point out. Anyway. But yeah, it's just so cute. Nathan was just so cute in this scene. Mm-hmm. I was like, aw, Nathan.
Well, just because that whole, like, you know, like, nothing ever has gone, like, everything.
Yeah.
About us has never, like, nothing has ever gone to plan. Like, I just want mm-hmm. something.
You're just like, one no. thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we go back to the Skills and Bevan, who are still, quote unquote, lost. And he sits down and he's like, pulls out like a, it's not a Game Boy, it's something else. But it's the same idea.
Some sort of, yeah, whatever the 2006 some sort of equivalent handheld. Of a handheld video game yeah. is that I can't remember what
it was. It was not a Game Boy, I know that for sure. But he's like, we're just going to stay here. And then, like, when it gets dark, someone will come look for us. And Bevan's like, oh, okay, great, I'll make a fire. And she, like, gathers some wood and she's got some matches. And she's like, they're old, but they work. And, like, strikes one to show him that they still work. And then discovers that that was, in fact, the only match they had. So Skills and Bevan are lost in the woods without Worm.
Yeah.
Oh, then we have Lucas and Brooke scheming on how to, like, get the ring back. Because he's like, I don't know how I'm going to get this ring back from Haley now. Like, she's not going to let it out of her sight
yeah.
now that she has it back, which is a fair point.
Yes.
And Brooke's like, oh, no, there's always a way. We'll figure this out.
So, yeah, so, like, silly little, like, montage.
It's so good. So, like, Haley's in the hot tub. And Brooke comes over and gets in and is like, oh, like, I can't believe you're wearing your ring in the hot tub. Like, there's so many drains and, like, whatever yeah. in here. And so Haley's like, oh my god, that's a good point. Takes her necklace off and slides the ring onto her necklace so she can wear it that way. And Brooke's like, damn it.
Well, because, like, my first thought was, like, what are you going to do? Just, like, set it on the side? Like, what if then it's going to, like, tumble mm-hmm. through? Like, it just...
Mm-hmm.
All of the ring taking off and what and putting in places this episode was just giving me anxiety.
Oh my god. Well, because then, so Haley's doing dishes.
Yeah.
And Brooke just fully picks up the ring from, like, where yeah. it's sitting beside Haley, and Haley kind of looks at her like, what are you doing? And Brooke's just like, oh, gives it back to her. She tries to get it off her while she's napping, and, like, mouth is there. And so Brooke comes over with, like, a thing of hand cream, because yeah. I guess she's going to try and, like, slide it off yeah. her finger that way, and mouth is just giving her the most confused look. And she ends up just, like, squirting a little bit of hand cream out on Haley's hand and then running away because Haley wakes up. And then wakes up with, like, this, like, hand cream on her hand, and she's like, what?
And she's looking at Mouth, and he's like, But then she just starts, like, massaging it into her hands. Yeah, so I was like,
he's like, whatever.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Randomly waking up with, like, just, like, fresh
hand cream. I know, right?
Oh, and just being like, oh, well, might as well moisturize. No, right? Oh my god. That's like two steps away from an episode of Criminal Minds. Like, no.
God. Anyway. A bunch of people are in the kitchen making dinner.
Yeah.
And they're wondering where Skills and Bevan are. So Lucas is like, give me a flashlight. I'll go figure out where they are. And he just, like, all he does is step out onto the front porch. Like, why did you need a flashlight, dude? I mean, I guess presumably he was going to go look for them, but he's just yelling their names. And the Skills is like, can you hear that? And they're like, where's that light coming from? And it turns out they were pretty much right by the cabin the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's hilarious because they, like, come out of the wooded area and Lucas is just like, are you guys coming to dinner or what? Like... Yep. Oh, and then I guess it's after dinner.
Yeah, we see the girls, you know, clearing some of the plates off, and then everyone yeah. makes their way into the, like, living room area. And
yeah.
Everyone cuddles up and, you know.
Yeah. They decide to play I Never, also yeah. known as Never Have I Ever.
Yes. And it starts off like, oh, like, I've never had a gold record, so of course Pete has to drink. And
right.
And then he's all, like, sappy and is like, never have I ever had a good weekend with friends in a cabin or something. And you're just like, yeah. oh.
Yeah, well, and Rachel fully is like, that's lame. And Brooke's like, that's rude.
Yeah.
which is when Rachel decides to throw out, "I've never been caught brooking myself."
Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Wait, what?" Well, and then Bevan takes a drink too, and Skills is like, "Why are you drinking? Do you know what this means?" And Bevan's like, "Yeah, I do that all the time."
Yeah. Yeah, I brook myself all the time. And everyone's like, "No."
Oh, well, and then Brooke is just like, "Can we stop calling it that?"
Oh, but then it's even better because Skills is like, "I don't know if everybody, if, like, Bevan keeps talking like this, I might have to brook myself." Oh my God. And Brooke is just like, "No."
Brooke's like, "Please stop using my name in this manner." Well, and then Nathan gets like a weird sad look on his face and he leaves. And they're kind of like, "What's happening here?" And I think like Lucas and Haley exchange a look. Lucas is like, "I basically like, I got this. I'll figure out what's going on here." And this is when we get like a little bit more of a serious moment with him and Lucas, where he's saying when he was thinking of an "I never," he was thinking that he never spent enough time with Keith.
Yeah.
So, but then also he's really like glad for the time that he could spend with him.
Yeah.
So you just have a nice little moment.
Yeah. But then they, I don't know, some kind of like happy for the time that we have. Lucas gets all like,
he does.
It's not about regret again, because Lucas is, it's always hot and cold with this guy.
I know.
Like, the next episode, he's going to be saying the opposite thing, and we're going to be like, "Lucas, you just said."
Yeah.
But it's just him being like, "It's not about regretting the past. Like, we need to appreciate the now and the present." And you're like, "Okay." I mean, yes, but like...
Oh, yeah, no, he's right.
He, why does he get to be all, like, wisdom this episode, and then he's going to be like, douchebag next episode or something? Classic Lucas.
After that, we go into the kitchen where Brooke and Rachel are sort of having a little confrontation because she's like, "You said you weren't going to tell anybody." And Rachel's like, "Don't think I actually said that." And Brooke's like, "Well, payback's a bitch." And you're like, "Okay, what's going to happen?" / I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So it's Lucas and Brooke cuddled up in a chair together, and then Nathan and Haley, and Haley's like fallen asleep, like sprawled across Nathan and her. And Brooke's like, "I have an idea." She takes her drink and tosses it on Haley. And she's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." Like, takes her sweater from her. It's a white sweater, of course.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, peels.
Like, I'll pour some club soda on this. Like, go take a shower." And Haley's like, "Yeah, okay, that's a good idea." So then Brooke like tosses the sweater at Nathan and is like, "Take care of this."
Yeah.
Nathan's face throughout all of this is hilarious. But then, so then Brooke sneaks into the bathroom to steal Haley's ring while she's in the shower, which Haley has it on the band of her watch that she's hooked onto
the like towel rack.
The towel rack? Yeah. So Brooke like undoes it to grab the ring off of it and then drops the watch in the toilet. And just leaves it there and runs off with the ring. Oh boy. Oh, Brooke. So Haley's out a watch now.
Yes.
There's a little moment with Pete and Peyton where he's like, "Oh, I should go sleep on the couch." And she's like, "Yeah, you should, but no." And then, like, pulls him into the bedroom and they start making out. And then they're, like, lying in bed.
Yeah,
like, she's mostly fully clothed, although he does not have a shirt on anymore.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have a shirt on. She has a tank top on. They're kind of under the sheets and they're, like, counting his tattoos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, hey, fair. and they she makes some sort of joke about, like, you know, having a dark angel on her back or whatever. But then she asks, like, how are we gonna make this work? Like, you're a rock star, I'm a high school student, like, And he, of course, is just, you know, living the moment. Everyone's very, this episode.
Yeah, I know.
Which I know we're supposed to like, but I'm
I know.
Bitter and jaded. But they're just all like, oh, yay, and giggly. And then that's when, like, mouth pops down from the top bunk.
Thank God they didn't have sex.
And of course, Peyton's like, oh my God, how long have you been, like, he's like, I've been here the whole time, like,
yeah,
while you were making out. And she's like, oh my God. But then it's so funny because she, like, asked Pete if he knew, and she was like, and he's like, yeah, I just thought you didn't care. Like, you know, I was just like, oh God.
Oh boy. Then we get a moment where Haley is, like, getting out of the shower and sees that her watch has fallen in the toilet. She's like, oh man.
Yeah.
She just thinks she's having the worst luck of her life.
I know.
Oh, and then we get a pretty nice Mouth and Rachel moment.
I'm just realizing that. So I guess Mouth got out of bed because...
Yeah, Peyton, I know.
I didn't even clock this until right now.
Same.
I guess it was just, Peyton, and he was giving Pete and Peyton some time, I guess.
Yeah, I guess he was like, you know what? That's fine. You guys have the room. Because, he goes, well, and it's funny because, like, I'm like, why is Mouth already in bed when everyone else is clearly still awake?
Yeah.
Anyway. He comes outside, Rachel's in the hot tub, and he just, like, ends up basically making amends with her and being like, this is a really good thing that you did by having us all over, because, like, it's clearly working, and everyone seems like they're doing much better. Mm-hmm. And she does say, like, it doesn't make up for opening up the time capsule.
Yeah.
And Mouse says, like, if that didn't set Jimmy off, like, something else probably would have. And, like, you know, he just wants to know why she did it.
Yeah.
And basically, like, I mean, it's such a Rachel reason.
Yeah.
She basically just wanted to, like, watch people squirm when they, like, had their inner thoughts out for everybody. She didn't think it was going to be anything overly dramatic.
Yeah, because she probably didn't, especially because, like, she wasn't at the school at the time when it was recorded. I mean, either way, again, and we talked about it in the time capsule episode, everyone was a little too truthful for high school students.
I mean, this is the thing. Like, this is the thing that, even if you know this isn't being opened for 50 years, you know that somebody is going to watch it eventually.
Yeah, like, I feel like I would have curated my
right,
but anyways, everyone took it as a very Dear Diary therapy moment.
Yeah, man.
And obviously, like, Rachel never would have known that, and I don't think anyone realized that, like, how awful everyone's submission was. So she thought it was probably just gonna be like, oh, you know, like, more like Tim's one, right? Where he was like, oh, yes. I was dating Brooke, and I dated all the cheerleaders, and I had sex, you know, like, one of those kind of, like,
or even, like Brooke's with her, like, taking her shirt off, which obviously she didn't want everyone to see, but, like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, was not disastrous.
Yeah. Not the, like, deep emotional ones that, like, everybody else did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do like that Mouth kind of was acknowledging that, like, yes, this happened to be the trigger for Jimmy, but realistically, because of what we've learned now and how Jimmy was doing, something would have happened eventually.
Yeah.
Like, it just,
Well, and then too, because she's like, she wants to tell everyone so they have someone to blame, basically. Yeah. And he was like, I don't think that's gonna, he's like, you shouldn't. Like, it's not gonna do anybody any good. It's just gonna open up wounds that have started to heal over and, like, you know. Why do that?
Yeah, like, I like both sides, you know, like, Rachel being like, no, like, they need someone to blame.
Yeah.
Right? Because at this point, everyone's still kind of blaming Jimmy or the wrong person or whatever. So, like, I like that. And I was like, oh, okay, like, Rachel's coming around. But then also I like Mouth's side where he's just like, no, like, they've finally just gotten that, like, one step past it. Like, let's not put them back in there.
Yeah.
So then I guess this answers the question of, like, no one ever finds out that it was Rachel.
I don't think anybody else finds out. I think this is the end of this. Which is really quite the thing to carry around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Well, because, and then, like, I mean, and obviously, again, it's a TV show, so I feel like even after the jump, like, aside from, like, the Keith mentions, I feel like it's not even really talked about anymore.
No. Yeah, I think you're right.
But I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. I really can't remember how certain things play out with Rachel.
Yeah. Even just
Anyway,
in
all
like
is
the next
forgiven.
5 episodes, how we end
Honestly,
up where
so
we
much
end
has to
up.
happen in the next 5 episodes for what
I know.
culminates in the season finale that I'm like, damn. Holy
Yep.
crap.
Yeah, like we are headed into a new arc with fresh
4 episodes, right?
stories.
19, 20, 21.
Oh
Okay,
yeah.
so much has to happen in just 3 episodes to culminate in that last one. Like, holy smokes. Anyway.
Oh, then we get another like Lucas and Brooke. Ugh.
Okay, so, and they're in front of the fire. Presumably, like, they're naked,
Post-coital,
right? Yeah.
right?
And I was
Yeah.
like, are they in a common area right now, or is there a fireplace in their bedroom?
Don't know. I couldn't tell.
Like, did they just have sex in the
I couldn't really tell, and then I chose not to think about it.
That's valid.
Because I just didn't want to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, Chad Michael Murray. Put your clothes on.
Yeah.
Also, like, because again, so like, he has like a scar on his thumb, so he's telling Brooke how like he had gone camping when he was a kid with his mom and Keith, and he hooked his finger because he had never fished before. So then like Keith cut his thumb, so they had like matching them. Again, all the stuff that we're supposed to care about, but because it's Lucas, I don't, and I'm starting to get really worried for Dawson's Creek.
Oh, listen, my sister has been rewatching bits and pieces of Dawson's Creek, and it is truly off the charts. Like, if we think Lucas is bad,
I feel
Dawson
like
Leary is on a whole different
I feel
level.
like when we get to Dawson's Creek, it's just gonna be me apologizing to Lucas slash Chad Michael Murray the entire time.
Like, truly and sincerely, possibly there is no more irritating character conceived of in television than Dawson Leary.
And he was one of the first ones out of all of these shows.
Oh yeah.
Cannot wait.
It's gonna be a time where we're gonna have to rejig the most annoying category to be most annoying other than Dawson.
Or just like,
Or Dawson's most annoying moment.
yeah, like it'll just be just Dawson-centric.
Yeah.
With like a hint of Joey.
Oh,
Stupid
100%,
face.
because if it's
Oh,
not
that
Dawson, it's going to be
face. Oh,
Joey.
I can't deal with Joey's face. Not like looks-wise, but like the faces that she makes.
Oh, I understand what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. The
But,
Dawson face.
ugh.
Joey's Dawson face. Anyway.
So yeah. Lucas is talking about Keith, but then he's worried about his mom because she is like not okay, and we're like,
Yeah.
agreed. Which is then when we get the weird scene.
The weird scene.
Because at this point, aside from seeing Karen crying on the other side of the door, this
Which
is a
was still part of this storyline because it was
yes.
when they were leaving to go on this
And
trip.
Lucas was trying to talk to her, right? But
Yeah.
this is a no adult episode, this is a no school episode, this is a no other places sets episode.
Right. It is really quite contained. This despite the fact that they end up going to that club or whatever. Like, it's a
Yeah.
very contained
Yeah.
episode.
But
And then
then,
we get this scene.
well, and it starts with just Dan looking creepy in his office, and right away, because I didn't know what was happening, I was like, ugh,
Same.
Dan.
Yeah, right? I was like, man, I thought we were gonna have a whole episode without Dan.
All I wrote, because that's when I started, I was like, oh, Dan, yuck.
Like, thought it was gonna be Dan free this episode. But anyway, the whole point is that Karen shows up with a box of Keith's stuff. So the adoption papers that he was gonna like submit to officially adopt Lucas, which she tosses at him, the invitation to Keith's wedding to Jules slash whatever her actual name was.
Oh yeah, because she's like to Jules, to Emily, to whoever
Emily,
the
that's
hooker
it.
was that you hired,
Yeah.
like,
Throws that at him
yeah.
and then ends up dumping the entire box like over his desk.
Well, and because and she has something with the auto body shop, so like Keith Scott
Oh,
Motor,
that's
whatever,
right. Yes.
and like this, which you took away from him, and like then she like tosses just
Yeah.
ugh.
Well, and then she
Ooh.
says, "You killed him." Dan has a moment of like, ugh.
Oh no.
And then she's like, you may not have pulled the trigger. And I was like, oh, he did though.
Yeah.
But basically she's like, you let him go into that school. And Dan's like, I didn't know he was going into the school. And I was like, liar.
Well, and yeah, because then he's like, oh, like I was the mayor trying to keep everyone safe. I was like, literally as the mayor, none of that was your job. You were not in charge of any of that.
Right. He was actually meddling where he shouldn't have been.
Yes.
Well, and then she pulls a like very pertinent point of like, you had two sons inside that school. Like, where were you?
Yep.
What were you doing? Why weren't you in there?
Yeah, like something about like, you know, you needed to be a better brother. You needed to be a better father. Like,
yeah. And then,
oh,
she says, "I wish it had been you."
But before that, she says, "When Keith was lying there dying,
oh, yes, right.
Where were you?"
Standing over his body, watching it happen with a gun in his hand.
Yes, and yeah, you can see like Dan have him, and like, and I, hey. Shout out to, what is it, Paul Johansson.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And like, as even just like for the character of Dan in that moment, his, you can tell, like, I mean, obviously I don't necessarily believe it, but it, there is a moment where it's like, he feels things. Or like, real human emotions.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that like, when Keith was dying, like, where were you? And then, I wish it was you that had died. And you can just like, it was just like,
which, like, that's a valid opinion. Everybody wishes it had been Dan instead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway. Woof. But, like, it's just such a weird scene to have in this episode. Like, it's, first of all, completely tonally different from everything else.
Yeah, like, it should have happened, but, like...
Yes, but, like, why... Why in this episode at this moment? Like, it's just so
like at the
out
end of
left field.
At the end of last episode, maybe, or like,
or even at some point next episode.
In the next
like,
episode,
surely they could have.
Because at some point, like, it's still talked about, and like we learn things
right.
or something. Like, yeah, it was weird to just kind of get
it was
here.
Very odd. It was like very strange tonal whiplash with that scene. Because then we cut from that over to the cabin where all the girls are just like doing their makeup and then Pete's doing his eyeliner
because it's the next morning, so all the girls are getting ready and then Pete's doing
it's so great. I actually love it, but it's just like such a weird transition to go from Karen telling Dan that she wishes it had been him that died instead, and then all of a sudden just like all the girls crowded in the bathroom like putting on their mascara, like
it would have like some kind of like, you know, Saturday night kind of like pop song over it or something, like everyone's just like getting ready and you're like, I don't know how to feel now.
Yeah, it's truly strange. It's truly, truly strange. In an episode that I actually quite enjoy. Like, it's a fun, kind of fluffy little episode.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we see them, and then we cut to, like, Bevan and Skills on the porch.
Being adorable.
And they're just being super cute, and he calls her Ma, which, again, is just my favoriteest thing, and I don't know why, but I just freaking love it.
Well, then he says, you're my shorty, and she's like, I always wanted to be somebody's shorty.
And then, like, Pete's showing Brooke the best way to whisk eggs.
Eggs, yeah. To make them fluffy.
Ugh, and then
Lucas and Payne are watching them.
Say to each other, you look happy. You look happy. And you're like, uh-uh.
Yeah, you're like, all right, whatever. Oh, and then.
Yes.
Oh, Haley and Nathan go for a stroll down to the dock. And Nathan's like, kind of. Notice that you like had your hands in your pockets all weekend.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my god, I'm sorry, I lost the ring twice. And he's like, yeah, I stole it twice. Oh, but then he gets down on one knee and he just like says like of everything, like even all the bad things, I wouldn't take it back because it brought us like to this moment. And he's like, marry me again in front of all our family and friends. And I was like, I love them so much.
Yes.
I love them. They're the best. Anyway, they're super cute. They're re-engaged. Or whatever.
Yay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yay. So then they're leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Time to go home. Pete's giant limo shows up to take him away.
Yeah.
he and Peyton say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna miss you. Is it okay if I miss you? Ugh.
I know, right?
And, like, the amount in 2006 that all I would have wanted was for Pete Wentz to say that to me. Like, oh, my God. And, I mean, I'm not in, maybe even kind of now. But, like, I just... I'm just too bitter for anything that's happened. Ugh. This is, like, I read a stupid rom-com this week, and I'm like, oh, this is so great. I'm like, ugh. But also my cold, dark heart hates it. Well, and then, like, Haley and Nathan are out there, and Haley makes a joke to Peyton, like, it's fine. Like, he's just going on, like, a tour, like, a music tour. It's fine. And Peyton's like, ha, 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 ha.
We see that the lock is broken on the cabinet.
Yeah, because everyone's outside, and, like, Lucas hollers for Brooke, and she, like, quickly comes out. She's like, I'm coming. And then you get the, like, oh, broken lock cabinet. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I don't know what this is about.
I know what it's about.
Oh, my God.
It's not a great look for Brooke, honestly.
Well, also that, no. I know, it's a little, like, I feel like in a lot of these episodes, or, like, this season, we're kind of getting the two sides of Brooke, right? Like, because we, you know, like, early season, it was season one, kind of, like, you know, like, Brooke's kind of, like, exactly what we think, you know.
Yeah, exactly what everyone thinks she is. This is not great for Brooke.
And then she kind of, like, turns into this, like, better version of Brooke, maybe in season two, but then this one, we're kind of... We keep kind of wavering, I feel like.
Between... Yeah. This one's it's a little rough.
Yeah.
It's not great. Anyway, then they all just stand and stare at the cabin for a while.
And we get this, like, super slow pan. So you can see everyone. Yeah, all of them literally
just staring at the cabin.
Looking at the cabin.
Because, I mean, you know, sure. As one does.
I mean, I just feel like... It felt like it was slow and in slow motion, so it was, like, extra too long.
Yeah, it was
strange.
Like,
we could have panned across them, and then maybe, like, the camera could have gone behind them so you could see all of them looking at the cabin. But it was just, like, Bevan and Scales.
Nathan, I know, right? And it was so drawn out.
It was just, like, yeah, it was weird.
Anyway, then there's a Steinbeck quote from Lucas, which I was, like...
Something about change and wildflowers, and then it cut to, like... flowers on the ground.
It's actually a really good quote because Steinbeck is amazing, but
I know it was good, but well, even I think like the Henry James one that at the beginning was good, but like as soon as Lucas starts talking, I just stop listening.
Right. And that's our episode.
And that's where it ends.
That's it. Yeah. That's what we got. The end.
And now we only have 4 episodes for like a million things to happen.
Honestly and truly, like...
And, like, big things.
Yes. Like, I don't understand how... Oh, okay. Oh. I'm just reading the... I was like, when does a certain somebody come up, turn up again?
Immediately.
Yes, right? I'm realizing that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're officially launching a fully new arc next episode.
Yes. Yeah. We're...
Yeah.
We've moved on.
Something else is coming back into play. I guess we've all just forgotten that Lucas has a heart condition, but that seems to come back into play.
I definitely have forgotten. Yeah. Oh, man. So we don't have anybody new in this episode.
Nope.
Do we have anyone who's annoying? I don't even know.
I mean, like, other than Lucas's generic brand of annoying, not really.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? And it's not even like he was particularly annoying this episode. It's not like he did anything
truly egregious. No, it was just his, like, pretentious talking stuff that I hate.
Lucas being Lucas.
Yeah.
Also, we don't really have a most high school moment because they're not at school.
One, and because
in a cabin.
And nothing that they're doing screams high school, aside from, I guess,
drinking Sunkist at a bar.
Oh, man. Did you have a quote of the episode?
Yeah, I went with Nathan's when he's proposing to Haley, says, over the past year, I learned so much about life and love, and even if I could, I wouldn't take back all the bad stuff that's happened between us because it brought us here. This moment, this river, marry me, Haley, marry me again in front of all our friends and our family. And I was I love that idea that, you know, that he wouldn't take any of it back because...
Yes.
They've grown and they're stronger now, and
they needed that.
Yes, they needed that, and it's gotten them to where they are now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I know, because I was like
Tough
looking
one.
through, I was like looking through the quotes, and like I saw that and definitely like that one. And all of the ones, like, if you just read on paper, the ones that like sound good are totally Lucas. But then you see, I
Course
saw
they
that they were Lucas, and I was like, oh, no. So I will concur with your vote on Nathan's proposal quote.
loved it.
And song of the episode.
I mean, I feel like it has to be the Fall Out Boy song at the end.
Yeah.
However, shout out to Franz Ferdinand also.
Yes, and Blackalicious.
Yes.
But yeah, we get I've got a dark alley and a bad idea that says
You should
you
shut
shut
your
your
mouth.
mouth, the summer song, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Fall Out Boy songs are paragraphs.
The next episode is a paragraph of a Fall Out Boy song.
But yeah, that's the title of a Fall Out Boy
Yeah.
song. Oh man. So yeah, we'll be back next week and we'll just be moving on and things are gonna be happening. And
Yeah.
I feel
Things
like,
are happening.
'cause this is the part that I can't remember. 'Cause at the end of the season, do we know about the thing with Nathan and Haley that's
I don't think so.
small?
I don't think
Okay, I
so.
can't,
I
'cause
think
that's
we
just like
know
an
about. There is certainly, in a very Friends-esque
Oh,
situation,
you're right.
there
That's
is a
what it is.
pregnancy test at a wedding.
Yes. But it's the other
But it,
one.
yes,
Ooh,
correct.
mystery.
Yes.
You'll have to stay tuned. We'll be back next week and we're gonna find out who comes back.
Yes.
Ooh, we'll see you then.
Bye.